we'll go ahead and continue with Oregon State coach Mike Riley. The Beavers are on the road at Washington this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Ask coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Ruth Robbins, 247sports.com.
Hi, coach, and congrats on your win last weekend. My question is twofold. Number one, I'm still kind of in a state of shock over what happened last year in Corvallis against the Huskies. Is that motivating your guys this year? I mean, are they just, like, salivating because of what happened last year?
Well, I would hope we have lots of motivation, and that's certainly it's funny you ask that because I just asked them how much they remembered about that game at the end of practice today. So, you know, I guess there's many different buttons that are pushed about motivation, but that one, that may be very, very appropriate for most of us here.
And my other question, second part to that, is just what you see out of the Huskies, what your concerns are going into this game.
Well, I think, you know, they in every way, I thought they beat Arizona except the scoreboard last week. I thought they played a really good all-around game.
Mm-hmm.
The offense, defense, it was impressive to me. You know, I think defensively they have a very good defense, and they have some hard people that you have to contend with. I think they've got, you know, with the defensive end, linebacker, number 8, and then 55, and then 7, those guys are very, very special players. And the other guys are good players, too, that surround them, you know. So their defense is good, and offensively, like I said, I thought they played their best game last week, and they looked good and had a lot of variety in it. So I think they're a talented team, and we're going to have to play real well.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Christensen Capel, News Tribune.
Hey, Micah. I'm curious, when you're in a situation late in a game and it's time to decide whether to take a knee or whether to run a play or do something otherwise, what is your process for determining that?
Well, you know, that's one of those things where you probably heard of the chart, you know, that tells you how many timeouts they have and how much time is left and what that means to being able to just take a knee and run the clock out. And of course, we've sat down preseason and figured that all out to make sure the chart fits what we think is the right thing to do. And then it's split-second decision, so you've got to kind of know somebody in the box is responsible for saying, okay, we can or cannot do this. It's funny because we had that situation Saturday night where, you know, it was just the right time left, and they had one timeout left, so we could just take a knee. But it's hard to do the math in a moment's notice, so we use the chart.
Do you adhere to that strictly? I mean, is there any kind of flexibility built in to where, you know, we can't kill it all the way in this situation, but if the quarterback takes a couple extra steps or runs backward or that kind of thing, is there any of that built in?
Well, yeah, there's going to be those edge numbers that you're dealing with all the time, and it might call for you to run a play, you know, and you know, rely on your people to do the right thing and take care of the football, and use you know, that many more seconds when you do that to help get you down to the point you can take a knee. So, there are some situations that are just above that line that you've got to do something else. Otherwise, you're going to end up having to punt the ball.
Thanks, Mike.
Our next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimbel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Jordan Zeldin's really come on strong the last 4 or 5 games or so. What stood out to you most about him and his performances?
I think confidence. You know, Jordan is he's really like a guy that we didn't have him for most of last year. So he's really like a true freshman. And so it's really just getting a chance to play. he was playing some, and then when Richard Mullaney got hurt, he became the starter. And so he's played more and more, and he's made some plays, and he's getting, I just think, more used to the competition that he's up against in our league. That's probably the biggest key for him, and then hopefully he just continues to learn more and more about playing the position and adjusting routes, all that stuff, because he's a fun kid. I really like him, and he's got, I think, lots of talent.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, what was it that enabled you guys to do a better job picking up the blitz the other night in the second half as the game went on?
Well, you know, I think that, Bud, the thing that's evident to me is the line is getting better as it grows together. You know, this group has now been together about 3 weeks, and I know that doesn't sound like much, but you know that I think every time they get to play together as a group, they got a chance to have a better chemistry. I think that's it. And I also think our backs are smart guys and good football players. You know, they're good runners, and but they're also smart, savvy pass protectors. And against Arizona State, we really needed our backs and our tight ends to help us out at times, and I thought that they did an excellent job too.
Washington State plays them on the road this week. How difficult would it be to face all those blitzes with a team that an offensive team that doesn't use a tight end?
Well, you know, the thing that Mike compensates for that, Bud, is the ball is out so quickly with Washington State in a lot of their passing game, you know, and I think that they're so well schooled up on pressure that they get the ball out. You know, you can bring an extra guy and the ball comes out, and if you're not bringing in the guys, then the quarterback, you know, can hold it a little bit and let the route develop. I think that Washington State is very, very well coached in those two areas, and that allows them to play, you know, whatever kind of defense you got going. I think they can adjust because the quarterbacks, I thought the guy did a great job against us. And no matter what we did, he had the other answer for it. So I think that's their key.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach?
We do have a question from the line of Alex Crawfordson, 80 The Fan.
Hey, Coach, congrats on that win. That was awesome. I just wanted to ask you about Teron Ward. I know he's going to be out for the next two games. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys are going to do to make up for his absence?
Well, you know, missing Teron is a pretty hard for our team because Teron is everybody knows he's a running back and he does a great job running the ball, but it's going to take four guys to replace him because he's – like the quarterback of the punt team, he's on the kickoff team, he's a returner, and of course he's the running back for us. So he will be missed. We'll have to fill in. Guys will have to step up, and he brings a special toughness to our team too that we'll miss, and somebody will have to compensate for that too.
All right, thanks, Coach. Congrats again on that win. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for today. Mike, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, we'll see you.